Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company. He's in. That's right. Joe Biden is in. And now there are 20 people on the Democratic side that want to be president. So I'm asking you, between Crazy Bernie and Creepy Joe, who will last longer in the race? Okay? And also, I've added a second question. Who'll be the first one out? Now, I have my nomination, and let's see if Tony and I are on the same wavelength. I'm putting my hand on my forehead, and I see a blonde woman. What do you see, Tony? Give me a clue.
I'm seeing somebody with 0%.
I'm seeing somebody that's from a large state but hasn't accomplished anything in her life as far as being a senator.
And a woman. That's about it.
Yeah, she runs on being a woman.
Yeah, that's all she has.
That's exactly what she has. She got the basic. She's the stripped-down model at the car lot. She doesn't have the big engine, the right transmission, a fabulous paint job. She's just there, okay? And I think that, I really do think that Kirsten Gillibrand will be the first one out. Which one do you think?
Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah, she has no traction. There's no buzz. There's no support.
Yeah, there's nothing there at all.
I mean, what has she raised, $1.50?
That's about it. Let's go to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing all right. And tell me what you're thinking about Crazy Joe and Creepy Joe and Crazy Bernie.
Well, let's make it a threesome. I agree with both of you that Joe Biden will be there the longest and will be the last man standing to face Trump when it comes to the actual election.
You know, you got to wonder, I know he had a tragedy in his home, losing his son. The timing was awful. But you got to wonder why he decided now instead of running on the coattails of Barack Obama last time.
I think the sympathetic vote will be with him completely. I mean, his son and his wife, that goes back a ways. And the fact that he was the vice president for 8 years certainly is not going to hurt his chances. There's a lot of people out there who still love Barack Obama, and they put him right alongside of him.
So he'd be a surrogate for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think? You think he's going to outlast Crazy Bernie?
I think he's going to destroy all of the other 19 of them, or how many eventually sign up to do it.
Well, think about it like this. Bernie comes up with a hand grenade every day, the latest one being he wants prisoners who are actually incarcerated to be able to vote. This guy is nuts.
He's always been nuts. But the longer he hangs in there, the more he throws up against Joe Biden, the better off we'll all be.
Well, think about it. Think about how far off kilter the Democrats are this time around. I think that they are as much danger to themselves as they are to Trump. Trump has a good record running for president. He's got a lot of positives that he can run on, and he doesn't have a lot of support from his party. But he doesn't have the nut job lineup that the Democrats have.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's face it, a majority of those 20 people are out-and-out socialists, and they're just there for name recognition for future elections other than this one.
Yeah, and like every one of them has that one thing that they're gonna campaign on. Biden does have a better resume than any of them. He would be the oldest person ever elected president. But I think what we'll do is watch the campaigning. If it's vigorous and it's exciting or whatever, I think that age number will fade away. If he looks tired, remember Hillary campaigning, fainted a few times, had to be helped into the limousine. There were health questions and whatever. If he looks vibrant out there, I think it'll help him a lot.
Absolutely. I mean, every time I look at Trump, and because he's up there in age too, obviously, I just can't imagine how he does what he does, how especially with the food he eats.
He's up early every morning?
Yeah, it's amazing to me that man is in such fantastic shape, and he certainly has to be.
Wouldn't it be funny if he had machinery that sent out the tweets at 4 in the morning while he was sleeping? And everybody thought he was already up because, you know, during the campaign, he was tireless, man. I mean, he just went from, we got tired watching him. We went to bed because we were exhausted. He's still got another couple of stops.
That's what I'm talking about. He's amazing. I don't get it, but the thing that counts is he does, and he's in that condition, so that's great for the rest of us.
Yeah, nobody's harping on that. It's mentioned occasionally, but not a lot, because of you believe what you see with your own eyes. We saw a very vigorous campaign last time. We'll expect the same thing. All right, Don, so your projection is that it will be Crazy Joe, and the first one out will be Gillibrand, or no? Or you got a different one?
I don't have a clue as to how to answer that question. I agree with you guys that it's most likely will be her, but who knows? I mean,
The only thing she has going for her is she's from New York, and the only thing New York has going for it is it has people. Although we're losing them, we're going to have to put up a wall to keep them this side of Albany pretty soon.
Yeah, and before I hang up, good luck to the Buffalo Bills in the draft this weekend.
All right. What are the Eagles looking for, do you know?
Players that can play and start, just like all the other teams.
All right. Well, good luck to the Eagles, too. Thanks, Don.
Thanks.
Always good to talk to you. We'll be back. So far, Tony, he goes with us on first one out being Gillibrand. He doesn't really have a strong feeling, but he trusts us. See, we've seen Gillibrand, but Gillibrand's like a ghost. She comes into town and just appears in different places where nobody sees her. No, she never walks in here. She never makes any news. We don't know what she does when she's in Washington, so we're thinking she's going to be the first one out.
Yeah, I think her, and I think followed by Cory Booker will probably be one after that.
You're probably right. We would like to hear from you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can also text us, and you can Facebook us.
Hey, Sandy, remember when Avenatti was the flavor of the week?
Who was?
That lawyer, Avenatti.
Oh, yeah. Now he's going to go to jail. Yeah, he was going to be running for president. Well, the good thing is if he did go to jail and Bernie wins, he could vote.
Yes.
We'll be back after this. I'm asking, if now that Joe Biden is in officially as a candidate for the presidency of the Democratic side, let's look at Crazy Bernie and Creepy Joe. I put them together for a reason. They're close to age, and I think that's it. That's the nearest matchup I could get. So who will last longer in the race? Well, I mean, Crazy Bernie keeps coming up with stuff like prisoners being able to vote. He's not going to win a lot of friends that way. So who's going to last longer, Bernie or Joe? Also, who'll be the first one out? First one out. Give us a call. Let us know what you're talking about. 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Here's a couple of texts right here. He should be trying, you're talking about Biden here, he should be trying to remove all of the anti-American, unhinged, socialist, liberal morons. Yes. I got all choked up talking about it.
Wrong time to be getting a frog.
Yeah, a frog jumped in my throat while I was talking. Let's repeat that. Let's remove, he should try to remove all anti-American, unhinged, socialist, liberal morons infesting the party today. And that's absolutely right. The party doesn't even seem like an American party. It just seems like there are more people that have problems who don't like us than do within the party. Now, this is interesting. Tony, see if you agree with this, because I don't recall this particularly. If you research Joe's campaigning during the midterms, you'll see it exhausted him. That's why he waited this long to announce a long campaign is going to slow anyone who is his age down. And lifestyle will work against him as well. Another lifelong politician who never had a job in the private sector. Do you think he'll be up to? I can tell you one thing. I don't know who is up in at any age to campaigning like Trump did last time. He was remarkable. He was like something out of a novel. You wouldn't believe it unless you saw it.
Yeah, the energy is amazing.
What about Biden? I didn't particularly keep track of Biden's, and of course they keep track of who's running for president, but did he seem weary?
I don't know if I'd say weary. The bottom line, it's going to come down to this. The left has nothing to offer but criticism, anti-Trump, Trump's a criminal, all this, obstruction. That's all they have. They don't have a platform to run on.
They may have less, too, when these investigations come to an end.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to address those, whether there is a campaign going on or not. Here's another. Creepy Joe will pay Crazy Bernie to drop out like Hillary did. Then Bernie can buy another summer home. He has three houses. Three houses.
Yeah, the last one was given to him as a pat on the back for endorsing Hillary.
Yeah.
After the rigged
fabulous
primary.
And he just, to me, you know what he is?
He's a bum.
He's somebody that shows up, says a few things, promises things out there, and people who haven't been around too long get caught up in it. And I think that's where his constituents are. I'm surprised that he has as much following as he has. Now, 2 days ago, he had a 30% on the field. So he was leading with 30%. The first number I've seen on Biden today is 29%. So it's basically the same. It's basically a push. Push, push, push.
Keep going with the old white, rich white guys, folks.
Yeah, which old rich white guy do you want to vote for? Let us know. All right, give me a couple of Facebook stones.
Timothy says, God help us if either one of them wins.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'd want to see either one of them. But I can tell you, if I had to see one of them, it wouldn't be Crazy Bernie. He's unhinged.
A lot of people just call it, let's just call it what it is. He's a communist.
Yeah. I mean, who wants to change our government like that? When do we decide we don't want to be a representative form of government? A representative form of government is we got a voice. You want to go where the government says everything and you don't have any voice at all? It's bad enough that our voice sometimes gets diminished. But I still want one. Another, please.
Let's go to Jason, who says, the way we're going, Crazy Bernie.
You know, it's interesting. There was all this push to try and put Trump and Russia in the same basket. Because Russia, Russia, Russia. Wow, that would be scary, scary, scary. And that's the reason Russia was chosen in the first place, to try and scare you. However, if Crazy Bernie got elected, he's as close to Russia as I can think of in a popular contest. He's definitely a socialist. It's on its way to a communist.
Biden, I believe, is really going to struggle if anybody asks him. Well, it's noted, and we found out in the Mueller report, that the games that Russia was playing started when Obama was president. Why didn't you or Obama do anything to stop Russia's meddling?
That's a good question, and it'll be interesting. This campaign will be interesting. I don't think any of the crazy people in it have a chance to win the nomination. I think it'll be somebody who's a little more sane. So it won't be exciting in that regard. But I do think if the investigations come out and we see people involved of high profile in the Democratic Party, that'll all be fodder for a tough campaign. And it will be a tough campaign. I heard one of our correspondents today saying that from ABC, saying that if you think the last one was a blood sport, the last one ain't nothing going to be compared to this one. And I think that's right.
Plus, look at all the money that's going to have to be spent.
The money's ridiculous. You know how I know the money's ridiculous? Did you see what Kirsten Gillibrand got in the first week? It was ridiculous. And she has no chance. No chance at all. I'm not advising any of you to bet on the race, but if you were to bet on the race, the last person I would put my money on would be Kirsten Gillibrand.
Who's George Soros going to support?
Yeah. George would have to send a tank load of money in order for her to win, and even then she wouldn't win.
I would think that if he was going to back anybody, it would be Crazy Bernie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he wants to fundamentally change it, just like Obama. I think he's crazier than Obama. All right, well, let's see. Let's go to another one from you, Tony. I was deciding which one of us will do the next one.
Pauline says, since the remark about terrorists, rapists, prisoners should be able to vote while incarcerated, probably groping Joe, even though in his video he not once mentioned what he's accomplished in his political past or what he stands for, agenda if elected, except get rid of Trump.
Well, he's got a start. He just announced they put the video out. We'll start with that. Here's a couple of texts that show up at 30930. Show everyone that Joe's age and lifestyle will work against him, and that will help. Here's another. Creepy Joe will pay Crazy Bernie to drop out. I think I already read that one for you. And then so that he would have three homes. I mean, you got to have three homes. Otherwise, you haven't succeeded in Washington. Trump has had more success, which is true. Biden knows he can't win on the crazy policies of the left. And that's true, too. And so he's got to deal with that. But, you know, the crazy policies are what have people talking. So even though some people, and a lot of people probably, don't like them, it kind of rejuvenated the party. It was kind of quiet and didn't have a lot going on except we hate Donald Trump. And suddenly the nut jobs, the especially the four nut jobs, came in together, kind of rejuvenated and got them some press. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Shaking his head.
Yes.
This is not TV. Thank you very much. All right, let's see. Tony, give me another one, please.
Bill says the Dems know they don't have a prayer up against Trump. They will put in a candidate that they deem garbage and hold their wild card until 2024.
All right. I got yesterday, it was on my board, and it showed up after I was already off the air, so there's no way I could reply to it, but it's not on here now, so I will reply. Somebody thought that I misread what Cuomo said, and I did not misread what Cuomo said. Cuomo said that the goal is to beat Donald Trump, and then he says that's not as easy as you think. So that shows me that he has some feelings that Trump might win again. But somebody said that I read it wrong. No, I paid attention. I heard what he said.
I kind of put support to what Bill said, and I think back to when the Republicans put Bob Dole up knowing that he had no chance to win.
No, but they knew he could stand up for a tough campaign because he was getting Viagra money. Okay. Yeah, the evidence stands up in court, I'm telling you. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930, WBEN. All aboard! That's what we said, all aboard for our trip from Norway to Spain, and we have had one cancellation. Sometimes things happen and they come up and they have to cancel. So we do have a cabin available if you would like to go with Dan Neverth and I, and you're free from October 6th through October 20th. It's trip number 10 for us, all sold out. We got one cabin left here. It's a Viking Jupiter ship. It's one of the brand new Viking ocean-going vessels, and we will leave from here to go directly to Norway, Bergen, Norway, and then from there to the Netherlands, to Belgium, to Paris, and then to Portsmouth, England, to Falmouth, England. In Portsmouth, England, by the way, we can view the D-Day Museum should be interesting. Falmouth, Porto in Portugal, and then Granada in Spain, and then Cartagena in Spain and Barcelona. It's a fabulous trip. And there's a because it's an ocean-going vessel, and because it's Viking, you get one free shore excursion with every port. All onboard meals are included: beer, wine, soft drinks, with lunch and dinner, free Wi-Fi in your room, 42-inch flat screen, 24-hour room service, king-size bed, and everyone has a private veranda. So that's just a terrific trip. And if you'd like to get more information, because we do have that one cabin available, 1-844-688-7477. That's 1-844-688-7477. All right, Tony, give me a Facebook, if you will.
I would love to, Sandy. Marcia says, Joe Biden, and he's not creepy. Name calling and nicknames belong at elementary school. It worked for Trump in 2016, sad to say, but we won't be fooled again. Even Trump's beloved Rasmussen poll has Biden up by 5 on Trump today. The other polls have way larger margins of victory for Biden. Fox News has Biden up by 7. It's early, but Biden is starting out strong.
And do you remember all those polls in the last presidential election? Why don't you go back and look at them?
Marcia drinks Kool-Aid.
Yeah, really. And she's accusing us of being childish. All I can say to that is, na-na-na-na-na-na. It's amazing how people get really uptight.
Well, you know what it is? Because I've seen the criticism before that, you know, the name calling on WBEN, the hate and everything. Do you guys not forget what the left has been calling conservatives? Hillary calling us deplorables.
Oh, yeah.
Deplorables. Obama, we just want to hang on to our Bibles and guns.
Yep. Yeah, it's been there all along. But I guess if you believe it, you believe it. What are you going to do? Here's one. Okay, Wacky Joe isn't going to make it. He doesn't have the stamina. So that's being brought up by a lot of our listeners. Let's see, what else? Gillibrand will be the first to go. She's already proven that she's a liar, and she will be the first to go. Remember, what they're talking about is when she ran, just like Hillary, when she ran for re-election to be senator from New York State, and she's done a fabulous job. I cannot tell you all of her accomplishments, mainly because she hasn't had any. Otherwise, I would tell you. But the bottom line is she inserts herself in anything that says woman on it. She tried to grab the whole woman block of voters, which pretty good block of voters if you can get them, I think she was like the first one in. But the first one in is also going to be the first one out this time around, I think. Tony, another, please.
Let's go to Carl, who says Biden can't run to fix war situation, fix nation's economy, fix already historically low unemployment numbers, which includes all minorities, et cetera. Oh, but let's run on hateful anti-hate rhetoric. I call it if Biden would start out by shamelessly pandering.
You know what is amazing? They just throw words in there that really don't have any meaning. They've been thrown in so often, they're all worn-out words, and they think that they're going to, shame you or startle you or something, but we blah, blah, blah. That's what I hear when I hear those words, especially regarding hate. We don't preach hate here at all. But this one is, I think you'll like this one. You guys, this is a text. You guys are almost funny. Everything you're saying about the Democrats is what's true of the Republicans. This is one of those na-na-na-na-na-na texts. Are you kidding me? All of these nut job things are coming out of the Democratic Party. Do you not pay attention? Do you not think that some of the speech coming out of the Democratic Party is totally irresponsible? Most of our conversation goes around Donald. There was no collusion. It's been kind of tied up with that. We're not out there recommending prisoners be able to vote from their own jail cell, with the theory that if that's true, there is a town that has a jail in it, a prison actually, in it, where the prisoners outnumber the townspeople. So if the prisoners were allowed to vote, they could vote themselves chief of police. They could vote themselves the mayor. They could vote themselves anything they wanted to. How asinine is that? And to think that we shouldn't secure our border, how irresponsible is that? Of course we do it. And have you noticed how when something is over, it just disappears off the conversation map? Who's talking about money for the wall now? Nobody, but they're building it. The wall's being built as we speak. And did you see the latest? They had some infrared-type video showing armed people bringing people, other people, over the border. And they're armed with semi-automatics. They may be fully automatic for all I know, but we'll go the benefit of the doubt and just say semi-automatic.
It's fallen off of the news cycle because Americans overwhelmingly want a wall. They support immigration reform. They are backing Trump on this. So the Dems, this is a lost cause for them.
You know, it'll be interesting. This next trip that Danny and I go on with our listeners, one of the stops is in San Diego. And we will be in San Diego. So it'll be interesting talking to folks from San Diego about how they feel about what's going on there regarding illegal immigration or whatever, in a casual manner, not as a political outreach, just as a general conversation. All right, we'll take a break and be back on News Radio 930 WBEN. Our audience tries to be helpful, even to the other party. A lot of our audience might consider themselves Republicans, but we're here to stretch out an arm and offer you a hand of friendship and give you some suggestions on how to run a campaign. In fact, here, Tony, we just got this one in. It's kind of an all-encompassing platform for Joe Biden. Okay, it's a text. Biden gets to run on Obamacare, spying on journalists, using the IRS against political opponents, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, flat economy, Libya, Libya and ISIS out of control. His son making shady international deals for millions of dollars. Good luck to him. Oh, man. That's just one thought from one listener from one quote. I mean, look at that. Let's go to Angelo in Niagara Falls. Angelo, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Angelo. What do you have for us today?
Well, I just wanted to mention this that I found interesting, Sandy. On Rush yesterday, he said that they did a survey of Bernie supporters, and they're still really mad at what happened to them last time with the DNC. And,
right.
And the majority said that if he gets, or if he does not get the Dem nomination, they're either going to stay home or vote for President Trump.
I heard that, and it gave me a great feeling to hear it. And that's probably true. I mean, the Democratic Party really did not do him any favors in the last election. They tried to rig it for Hillary.
Yeah.
But he's there. He's there still fighting. What do you think? Does he have a chance to outpace at least Creepy Joe?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I think he'll be out before Creepy Joe. Okay. Hey, thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dan in West Seneca. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
You know, I'm finally feeling a sense of relief. And as a Democrat, I'm going to tell you what my hope is. And that doesn't mean that it's going to materialize. But I believe in the two-party system, and I certainly do love my country. And now Mr. Biden threw his hat in the ring. So my first observation, Sandy, is that whomever is elected, and I believe the front runners right now are Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders. I believe that is the front runner for the field for the nomination, both parties. We will have the oldest elected president ever, whether it's Trump, Biden, or Sanders. So in this race for the opposition, which would be the Democrats, a running mate is going to become the focal point because of the age of the candidates themselves. And it is my hope, Sandy, and I haven't seen it yet, and I'm really discouraged, and I'm always a positive personality. I need to hear some substance. I need to see a platform start to come together. I really want to hear about issues. I'm not going to vote for anybody. Listen, I'm a Democrat. If somebody says I'm not voting for Trump because I don't like him, well, then the glass is half full. If they say to me, I don't want to vote for Mr. Trump because I don't like this policy, or I think what he did here wasn't good for the overall well-being of the country, which means it wouldn't be good for me, then I'm willing to listen. But right now, Sandy, and I'd really like to know what you think. They're beating immigration to death. Sound bites rule the day. But I hadn't really seen anybody on either side tackle issues that are important to me, like Social Security, like ending the war, like how do we sustain the growth that is currently going on in the economy. What are we going to do about affordable housing for young people? Because the rules as far as purchasing homes have changed, where down payment requirements are substantial and young people's wages probably are not keeping pace with the cost of cars or housing. So I'm hoping that Mr. Biden can at least bring some substance to the table. And if he's eliminated in a substantive manner, in other words, if he loses on the issues, then so be it. He just wasn't tuned in with what was important to the American people. And I would say the same about Mr. Trump. I wish America would remember that once a president is elected, no matter what party you come from, he is the person steering the ship that you're sailing life's ocean upon. And we need him to do well. And we've gotten away from that. I think that the Democrats should help bring issues to focus, and that the Republicans, if they see merit in those issues, should help bring them to the legislature for a healthy debate. We're a democracy, and our differences always have made us stronger. If you're a Republican and you have a good ideal, I don't care that you're a Republican. If you're a Democrat and you have a good ideal, I don't care that you're a Democrat. If you're a Democrat and your ideal just stinks, well, then I'm going to vote against you. That's where I want my America to go, and that's how I want my old age to be. And thus far, I've not seen it from either party.
Well said, Dan. Well said. I think, first of all, the Democrats have to put the brakes on the we hate Trump and put that in the rearview mirror and try and get more into what you're talking about. I also think it's important. I assume that Trump will stay with Pence. Pence seems to be a good, solid guy. I think that the Democrats have to have a mixed ticket. In other words, if it's a male heading the ticket, I think it has to be a female in the vice president. I really do, because if you look at it, they don't want what they've used against them, two old white men, you know, that kind of stuff. And besides, I don't see a woman heading the ticket on the Republican side. I just don't. But they've got to keep in mind that the nut jobs have their own constituency, and they have to give them something. They have to calm them down, tell them that, you know, it's okay to be a little edgy. It's not okay to be nuts. And I think that's very important. As I said, I think Pence would stick with the president, and that would be a good combination on that side.
I'm going to have to disagree. I think it's going to be viewed as nothing more than pandering.
With a woman?
Yeah.
Depends on who the woman
is.
Yeah,
it does. It depends. If it's somebody with no record, hasn't accomplished anything, then it's pandering.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree with that. I don't disagree with that. But if the supply is not there, you don't do it. But and it's 20 people now. Who's to say tomorrow somebody else doesn't get into the race?
I think what I see, Stacey Abrams is a possibility.
Oh, really?
As a VP candidate, but I don't remember who she would run with.
First of all, it's so loaded. Right now, 20 people. How do you do anything with 20 people and be fair? And how do you just – where did that come from? That doesn't make me feel good. I'm going to hit that.
Well, yeah, that line punched up.
That line was punched up? How?
Yeah. I didn't do it.
I didn't do it either. Oh, this is good. We may get instant instant reviews of what we're saying by lines that we don't even punch up.
I think we're going to have to go to the tape. I want.
I think the Democratic Party has. For the review. I think they're spying on us.
The Russians did it.
Yeah. Ever since, you know, I had that Russian dressing on my salad. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.